We've been watching television apart, but could we be watching together, virtually? Still only kind of. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. It's finally the weekend, so what are we watching? Reruns of The Office, all the Godfather movies, the Avengers series in order, heaven help us, Tiger King. Whatever it is, chances are it'll be alone on the couch or maybe with the same two people you've been with for the last 4 weeks. So like, where is the technology for watching with friends? The best option for Netflix is actually a Google Chrome extension called Netflix Party. That lets you watch something with friends and chat in a little window while you're watching, but this extension isn't even made by Netflix. So we got to thinking, in our new and likely long-lasting reality of mostly entertaining ourselves at home, what are the options for simultaneous remote entertainment? Dean Takahashi is a reporter for VentureBeat. He says there are a few more choices out there.
There's Netflix Party. You could do this in virtual reality if you wanted. I mean, there's another sort of party viewing app called Hero Live. Mm-hmm. There's also Watch Party on Facebook and Oculus Venues, right?
Right.
We know, at least on the game side, that some of these things have exploded. Like Discord is being used by gamers everywhere, and then something new called Bunch for mobile games. You know, some of these things are starting to take off because of everybody being enforced isolation.
I wonder when this ends. I mean, people are going to want to spend time together, but this could be a long road. Do you think that some of this tech that might end up getting fast-tracked now will start to lead us in sort of a new direction of entertainment?
Yeah, I think that there's plenty of opportunity now for the people who've been trying to build these things for the niche groups. I think Facebook is trying this with the next generation of their technology called Facebook Horizons. So the opportunity for some of these entrepreneurs to take advantage of the way the world mm-hmm. is now. And I think there's chances for a lot of innovation here.
And then I guess on the other hand, do you think that there's a chance that there will be a lot of investment in this direction and then the market will collapse once everybody's allowed to go outside?
Well, I definitely think that the startups can assume that the world is shifting more digital. You're probably going to be better off if you live some of your life more digitally than you did before. That's an opportunity to make gains. You know, Netflix at some point is going to run out of movies to show because they can't get a cast of, you know, more than 10 people together at the same time now to shoot something, right? Whereas the game companies or the animators, they all have their chance now to just run full steam ahead in production of what they're working on. And if they make this more appealing to a wider groups of people, then one of these things they're saying can come true, which is gaming is the new social network.
Dean Takahashi is a reporter for VentureBeat. In case you missed the news earlier this week, Netflix added more than 15 million subscribers in the first quarter of this year, although the company said the future is uncertain since, yeah, no one can film new shows right now. And now for some related links. In the Netflix earnings call, the company also said that although the second quarter would have its planned slate of movies and shows that have already been filmed, it's kind of anyone's guess after that. And Netflix will have to rely on licensed TV and films. It said it'll actually raise $1 billion through a debt offering to acquire new stuff to watch. Hey, you know what would be cool? If Netflix actually got good movies again. And now for something different headed into the weekend. If you are like me, and apparently lots of other people, you are getting very tired of seeing your own face in video chat. A recent Axios piece called it Zoom fatigue. A couple weeks ago, I told a friend I was literally having a crisis of confidence over my huge forehead and flabby chin because of all these video meetings. And it reminded me of this amazing little part in the classic David Foster Wallace book, Infinite Jest. And by classic, yes, I mean personal challenge / doorstop, but whatever, I loved it. It was published in 1996, and there's this little diversionary story about how in the book's timeline, there had been a surge in popularity in, quote, video phoning, aka videophony. and that this consumer love affair lasted about 16 months before everyone went back to good old-fashioned telephone calls. So why did they do that in the book? Because, writes David Foster Wallace, it was emotionally stressful to have to be on all the time and paying perfect attention during calls. And then vanity caused people to, yes, be horrified about how their own faces appeared. He uses words like shiny, pallid, essentially blurred, and moist-looking. He describes how people started using facial filters and ultra-realistic actual face masks, which led to a cottage industry of super-realistic mask makers. And then all that caused people to freak out about what would happen when people saw them without their beauty-enhancing masks, which, side note, is why I never use Snapchat filters. Pretty soon, writes David Foster Wallace, there were incredibly realistic background scenes, complete recreations of gorgeous rooms and people in full-body digital masks. These were sold as expensive add-on products called Tableau. And finally, just making a regular old audio call started to become the ultimate expression of your, quote, chic integrity. And even though he wrote that most Americans still didn't want to leave home and hang out in person, everyone was so relieved to just get back to phone calls. The end. 1996, you guys. All this has happened before and will happen again. And I will happily be represented by a chic, minimalist phone number in my next staff meeting. Oh, hello, boss. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Jody Becker is our senior editor. Robin Edgar is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. Have a great weekend, everyone. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.